You shall go over all the house. I said, shall we go upstairs or downstairs first? Well, she said, we're downstairs. Let's look through the rooms here. So I took her through the rooms. In one room lay my mother. In the other bedroom lay my grandmother. She spoke to them so kindly and so encouragingly. Then we went through the sitting room, the dining room, the kitchen, and out into the laundry room. And I said to Sister White, you remember that here is the bathroom. And I wish you could have heard her laugh. Yes, she says, the bathroom way out here. But really, after all, it was a wonderful blessing. Yes, I said, it was. It has been to me, too. Though I said, it's not of much use if you forget to put the wash boiler on in time to heat the water for it. And then she laughed again. Then we went upstairs. As she came to the stairway, she said, why, you put a handrail on here. What a convenience. I should have had that when I was here. Why, this is a wonderful help. I put a handrail on it because at one time Elder Brown had lived in two of the rooms and one upstairs, and he was a cripple, and this handrail had been put on to help him up and down the stairs. Oh, she said, this was a wonderful help. I wonder why I didn't have this when I was here. Well, we got to the top of the stairs, and I opened the door at the right-hand side. And I said, Sister White, this is my room. Oh, she said, is it? It was my room when I lived here. And you have your desk just where I had mine. The light is so good back in that corner, she said. There was a window on this side, a window on that side. She went over to the desk and leaned on it. Finally, she looked up and she said, it is here that I finished Patriarchs and Prophets. Oh, I said, did you, Sister White? That's a very favorite book of mine, but it'll be more precious to me now since I know that you wrote a part of it in this room. She turned around. There was a fireplace in the room. The only luxury that I ever knew that Sister White allowed herself was a fireplace. And she said, she saw there was no ashes in it. She said, do you use the fireplace? I said, no, Sister White, I am too poor. I can't afford it. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you can't afford to have the fireplace. It's so cheerful. It's so cheerful, she said. It's such a help. Then she turned back to the desk and she said, she saw there some manuscript and some signatures. She said, what are you writing? Well, I said, Sister White, you know, and our church schoolwork is new, and we haven't any Bible lessons for our children in the church school, and I'm trying to write some. I said, they're being printed over at the college press. This is one of the signatures. Oh, she said, why, this is a very important work. Did you say that there's no Bible lessons for the children in the church school? I said, no. Except a few that I have written and in my notebook, and the teachers copy them out of my notebook. And, of course, that isn't a very satisfactory way. So Professor Cady has told me that I must publish them. Now, I said, you know, Sister White, I don't know anything about this matter, but nor how to write books, nor how to publish them. But here is the great need, and nobody else seems to have a burden to write lessons. And she put her hand on my shoulder, and she said, Sister McKibben, in this cause, we all have to do things we don't know how to do. I've been doing them all my life. Things I didn't know how to do. But she said, if you have a willing mind, then God supplies the lack. Wasn't that helpful? Wasn't it encouraging? She picked up a few of the signatures. She said, may I take these with me? I'd like to look them over. So I gave them to her, and she put them in her pocket. Now, where do you suppose was her pocket? Oh, you couldn't guess now. Because women don't have pockets now, except those they carry over their arms. But she had a pocket, and was in her skirt, right in front. And was a good-sized one, too. And she put it in her pocket. Well, now at that time, I didn't tell her, but I was writing lessons on the latter part of the Old Testament, which, if you've ever tried it, is the most difficult part to write upon. And I was greatly concerned about some questions of chronology and other events in the restoration of the Jews when they came back from the Babylonian captivity. But I didn't tell her, but that was what I was wrestling with at that time. Well, do you know, in a few weeks, I received a great big box sent from by Brother Chrysler. Elder C.C. Chrysler, at that time, was at the head of her office. Now, why did he send those books to me? He didn't know anything about my difficulties, and I hadn't told her. But when I met him, I said, Brother Chrysler, how did you come to send those books to me? They were his books, books that he'd gotten in London. They were the old commentaries of the English divines who studied their Bibles most earnestly. And they were just what I needed. Well, he said, Sister White said that she thought that if I would make up a box of those books that I'd brought from London, it would help Sister McKibben. And it did. And I hadn't told her anything about my difficulties, nor what I needed. I needed those very books. I had them for about a year before I returned them to Brother Chrysler. Well, we went out of the room to the next room, and she said this was Sarah's room. That was Miss McIntyre's, naturally, next to hers. Then across the hall was the room of Miss Marion Davis. I wish I had an hour to talk about Miss Davis. From all I can learn, now Sister White selected some of the very finest secretaries I think that anybody could have, but there's always one that excels, you know. And the one that excelled was Miss Marion Davis. You probably never heard of her. Very few people ever did. She was so humble that, and such a tiny little person that you hardly noticed her. But you know that she was the one who gathered together the writings of Sister White when she was compiling her books and put them together. We owe a great deal to Marion Davis, that humble little woman. Any other secretary that Sister White had was better known than Marion Davis on earth. But I think she stood at the head in heaven. Well, this was her room. Then in front, in the front bedroom, was the room of Mrs. L.D. Avery Stuttle. Now, sometimes we sing a hymn in church. Oh, for a faith like Enoch of old. Mrs. Stuttle wrote that. She was a poet, as well as a very gifted writer in other things. As we started down the stairs, Sister White seemed to be thinking about that fireplace yet. Her son was standing at the foot, and so she spoke to me very quietly, and she said, "Sister McKibben, how are you getting along financially?" Now, that was a very embarrassing question. When you're working for $30 a month, and you have four people to take care of, and two of them sick, and doctor's bills, and so on. Well, I knew that she didn't have very much of a margin either. So I said, "Well, I manage to make ends meet." Well, now, Sister McKibben, if there should come a month when it's very difficult for you, you just write to Brother Chrysler and tell him that this month Sister White said that you weren't to pay the rent. Now, I never had to take advantage of that generous offer. But don't you know it helped me? It helped me wonderfully to know that she cared and that she'd made me that generous offer. $8 a month. 96 a year. Did she make anything off it? Oh, no. Think of her taxes. Her insurance. I doubt if it covered it. Well, she smiled. We got down to the door. She passed out, and as she was out at the front gate, there was a very large rose geranium. It seems that she hadn't noticed it before, very particularly. She said, "Why, Willie, look at that rose geranium. It's grown about like the oak tree. She said, "You know, I planted that there before I went to Australia. See how it's grown." She turned to me, she said, "You know, I love the fragrance of the rose geranium. Would you mind if I took a leaf?" And it was her own rose geranium. "Would you mind if I had a leaf?" She didn't take things without asking for them. Well, I said, "Sister White." And I went and gathered her a great bouquet of the rose geranium. And she went away with her face buried in the rose geranium. And Miss McIntyre told me that the next morning when she made up Sister White's bed, she found the rose geranium under her pillow. Well, that's just like you and me, isn't it? Just like you and me. I'm sorry that it's not possible for me to convey to you the impression that her life has made upon me. But you will get a great deal of it when you read the testimonies. You'll get a great deal of it. And I want to assure you once more that she lived always what she taught.